following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
We keep hearing about an economic recovery, but for many folks, times are still kind of tough. Well, at Red Wing Shoes, we're here to help. Bring your old boots into a Red Wing shoe store and we'll oil them up and replace the laces for free. In fact, we'd be happy to do that for you, even if your boots are another brand. So, come on in. Let us help keep you and your boots on the job. Red Wing Shoes. Work is our work.
Hello. Eyes on the road, I'll talk, you drive. Just wanted to pop in to remind you that every Honda certified used car comes with an outstanding limited warranty. And you know what they say about outstanding limited warranties. They're outstanding. Anyway, just letting you know in case you were thinking about upgrading. And if you're not thinking about it, you should be. Honda certified used cars are awesome. And you do like awesome, don't you? Of course you do. Because you're awesome. All right, I'm out of here. Oh, and see your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
You're tuned in to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You can join the show by calling the Bruce Furniture fan line, emailing the Dent Popper inbox, by sending us a tweet or a Facebook message. The show that brings you guests that offer the best insight from the top professionals in sports.
Stu Pospisil, Omaha World Herald. Brian Rosenthal, beat writer for the Lincoln Journal Star. From ESPN, ESPN.com, Adam Rittenberg, Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal Star. Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com.
As well as the top athletes and coaches in sports.
Tim Miles in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show. U.S. Olympian Tervell Delagnev. Doug O'Neill, winning trainer of All Have Another.
Who will be on the show today? Let's find out by heading to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Doug Duda with you on this Wednesday. Glad to have you on the program. Glad you're going to be with us. We'll hit our Loper link today. We'll also be talking with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report, kind of putting a wrap on the 2012 and 13 sports season, but also taking a look at the Shrine Bowl. The teams are out at the hospitals today with the day that really brings it all together. They've been working hard in practice. We had Coach Carlin on from Adams Central yesterday, who's coaching the South, and we talked about that trip out to the hospital, and it kind of changes the demeanor of the kids a little bit, even though they're still trying to play well and win a football game. So we'll talk with Bob about that. Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald is going to join us in our next segment to take a look at the 64-team field as we get ready to the College World Series. He likes to see Dave Van Horn back in Omaha. We'll give you some of his other selections and have him chat about that as well. So that is all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. But boy, sometimes I just didn't realize that it was the anniversary, but through social media today and talking with our buddy Todd Gatula, who at the time, 5 years ago, was still working with the Kearney Hub, now, of course, works out with the Tri-City Storm and Vero Event Center and does an outstanding job out there. But it was 5 years ago today that the tornadoes came to Kearney, and that has been a story now. The folks in Edgar, had it this week. Obviously, what happened in Oklahoma. And we didn't suffer total catastrophic devastation in Kearney. Obviously, the biggest was some of the apartment complexes, the housing complexes in northwest Kearney, and then, of course, the destruction of the Buffalo County Fairgrounds, and now the new building is out there. But that was 5 years ago today that happened in Kearney. I was at this very radio station doing weather reports, keeping people up to date on what was going on, and then, as most of downtown Kearney saw, the power went down, and it was weird. You never know. If you get down low, you're in the basement. Yeah, they tell you it's coming, but you hope it doesn't. Then all of a sudden, it might, and you don't know what's going on outside. And then, it doesn't take too long, and you go out and you see all the destruction. As we drove around town and did our reporting over the next couple of days there, it's hard to believe that was 5 years ago. But to all those that have to be battling the weather and fighting some of the catastrophe that goes along with it, thinking of you, and hopefully we don't have to worry about many anniversaries like that in the near future. But just something that's one of those things that's going on out there. So be careful. Kind of right now looks like it did that day. In fact, I think it was probably even sunnier the day that the tornado has rolled through Kearney than it does right now. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776, or you can email us, DougAndDaddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to give away some Shrine Bowl tickets on the program today. That's coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock, and we will have those to give away for you as well. A couple of other sports notes before we jump into the big portion of the show. Colorado is looking for a new athletic director. Maybe they can get the Rutgers one. I don't know. You know, this whole Rutgers deal, A, I'm tired of hearing about it. B, who knows what to believe anymore. But it just seems to me that poor Julie Herman, who knows. It just seems to me that Julie Herman is going to be forced out by the media. Whether these allegations are true or false, it just seems eventually Rutgers is going to say, it just ain't worth it. It just ain't worth it. Let's go find you a job somewhere else. I think that's how this eventually is done. They're going to harp on it. The only way is if something else huge in the world of sports goes on that totally takes that story off the front page, then people forget about it. It dies down. But it's going to take a major something in the world of sports, as we say from time to time. When you get tired of one story, when they're beating a story to death, something else has to happen to get that off the front page. And that's exactly what's happening with Rutgers and Julie Herman. Will a Lincoln, Nebraska athlete be the next big thing in tennis? Jack Sock, and we've talked about him, we've watched him through the junior circuits. You just don't think of golfers or tennis players or pick the sport, ice hockey players coming out of Nebraska and really doing anything. But Sock is actually ranked 118th in the world, which doesn't seem like much. But how many times do you see these guys or gals get upset in a tournament by number 162 in the world, number 207 in the world, number 377 in the world? How did that happen? Well, Jack Sock, who really has not done anything in the majors, he won a couple of matches in the U.S. Open last year, but he is maybe the next face of American men's tennis, which at this point, how sad is that, that the 118th ranked player in the world is the next big American tennis player, but how cool is it that he could be, and with a win in the second round over 12 seed Tommy Haas, he would obviously move up even farther, maybe into the top 100 of those world rankings. So watch for Jack Sock playing over at the French Open. Hopefully picking up a couple more wins and advancing on in the French Open over the next few days. Since we last spoke, let's get into our Loper link here because I do have some Loper news for you. Don't forget that their Blue Gold is coming up on Monday, and our Loper link is brought to you by CharterWest National Bank of Kearney. You have the reasons, they have the loans. See Russ Smith today at CharterWest National Bank. Blue Gold is at Awori, Meadowlark Hills, and at the Kearney Country Club. Still a few spots available. It is their largest fundraising event for the entire university and the university scholarships for the year. And you can go to lopers.com for all the information. And if you're not a golfer, they will have the reception afterwards, and you are all invited out there if you want to make a donation that way or just have some fun after the golfing event, which is going on out at the UNIS Center after the golfing, which wraps up around 4 o'clock. That's when that usually gets going, and that is on Monday. And looking forward to being a part of UNK Blue Gold again this year. So if you need more information or you've said, oh, I forgot to get my team in, or you're brand new to the area and you want to support the Lopers, check it out at lopers.com. Also, Brian Wiest, I know we've talked about this kid a lot the last month, but boy, he deserves it. He is the first UNK baseball player to earn multiple All-American honors since the Lopers transferred the university into Division II. And the latest one is he's a first-team All-American. He is a first-team All-American by the American Baseball Coaches Association. Think about that. UNK baseball didn't have the greatest win losses this year, and that's not what should always be predicated on. But Brian Wiest, all of a sudden, has become one of the greatest baseball players in the history of this university slash college, Kearney State and UNK. And I just don't think enough people know about this young man. And unfortunately, the weather was so crappy this year. They played so much on the road that I don't think a lot of even even usual, casual, normal, everyday Loper fans got to see this kid play. He was just kind of a face in the crowd last year, and Coach Damon Day was telling us last week how he and hitting coach Trey Howell worked together. He hit 397 this year, led the Lopers in 9 offensive categories, and I mean, that was just all well and good, but he's the best at his position in the country, which is just amazing. So congratulations to Brian Wiest. He picks up that award from the American Baseball Coaches Association and from the Daytronics First Team All-American. And also Marissa Bongers from UNK on our Loper Link as the Division II Track and Field Championships wrapped up. She won All-American honors in the 800-meter finals. She finished in third. She placed third in the indoor as well. So she joined Michelle Dill as the only Loper women distance runners to earn All-American status at both the indoor and outdoor at the D2 level. So congratulations to Marissa Bongers, who will continue to do good things. One of the top athletes this year at the University of Nebraska at Kearney. So that's what's going on with the Lopers, and our Loper Link is brought to you by Russ Smith, Charter West, National Bank of Kearney, offering all types of loans from FHA, VA, RD, and conventional home loans. And for seniors, the reverse mortgage loan. You have the reasons, they have the loans at Charter West National Bank. And now we are into the summer, a little time off. Of course, we will still continue to talk Lopers and Broncos and Huskers when those situations warrant. But you take a look at the year for UNK, national champions in wrestling, another outstanding volleyball season. Moving into the MIAA conference, you've got your All-Americans out there, improvement in both cross-country and track. We'll see where football goes from here. A lot of exciting things coming in for the 2013 season. I know the Lopers and Coach Moores and his staff looking forward to riding the ship after being as banged up as you could probably possibly be, just a couple of years removed from their best seed in the NCAA Division II playoffs. Basketball looking to turn the corner. We'll see how that all works out. So some great sporting events out there. We've had some golfers do well, make it into the nationals, make it into the regionals at least, and come very close to making it to the nationals. So overall, I think the first year in the MIAA was a definite learning lesson. The Lopers know where they're going to have to be. The question now is what. They know what it takes to get there. Can they have the finances? Will they have the resources to get there? And they'll have a new athletic director, whoever that may be, to replace John McBride, who announced his retirement earlier this month. So 2013-14 academic and sporting year should be pretty interesting, to say the least, for the UNK Lopers. So we'll, as always, keep you up to date on what's going on here on the Doug and Daddy Show and ESPN Radio. National, I'll have to admit, I was a little surprised. We're even 2-2 between Indiana and Miami. I still can't figure out why Miami can't close the door on the Indiana Pacers, but it's 2-2. That makes it interesting, and what's even more interesting is that this is the first road loss in the playoffs for Miami, and Indiana had to close the game on a 16-6 run. Couple of controversial calls down the stretch there. And not only are they controversial calls, and I'm not saying they're right or they're wrong, but they're controversial, and everybody on the national stage that covers the game says they are controversial, and I'll go with them that watch it on a daily basis. But there were calls that you just don't even see in the first quarter of a 13th game of the season type of call. You got an illegal screen on the game's best player, LeBron James, which is, I mean, it's got to be blatant for them to call it, and this was far from blatant. It's questionable that it even was an illegal screen. And then a traveling on Dwayne Wade. And yes, chuckling. A traveling in the NBA, well, they call one on the visiting team with less than a minute to go in a crucial playoff game. So, and again, if you're Miami fans, you complain when you lose about the officiating. If you're Indiana fans, you complain about the officiating when you're losing. So it just goes back and forth. But it's 2-2. I still believe Miami's the best team. Miami's going to win it in 6. They're going to go home tomorrow night, and they'll get Game 5. You'll hear it here on ESPN. And then they will go to Indianapolis in 4 days, and they will finish this series off. I think the thing that was key to me, though, is no matter what, we're not starting the finals until the 6th of June. The 6th of June. We could be done tomorrow, which would have been another, or could have been done tomorrow, which would be another week. So Miami had a chance to go close this out so that they could get meaningful rest, just like San Antonio is going to have over 10 days worth of laying off here with no NBA basketball. So Maybe that's it. Maybe the NBA said, hey, why don't you lose so that we can not have 8 days without basketball? Never think of that. I didn't think you had. Well, Midtown Mart Cooler question, which team will win this Eastern Conference final? Will it be the Pacers in six, Pacers in seven, the Heat in six, or the Heat in seven? You can vote on our Midtown Mart Cooler question at ESPNSuperstation.com, ESPNSuperstation.com. Our question yesterday, was the 2013 Nebraska baseball season a success? 62% of you agreed with us that it was no. 38% said yes. And again, the only reason I said it was no is because this team expected to make the regionals. That was what Darren Erstad set them up for. And I really think they were one win away. If they were 30-29 instead of 29-30, and the way that the selection committee really used the RPI, Nebraska would have been in. Maybe as high as a 3 seed. I was watching Dan Hoppen on Husker Online talking about that. And so Nebraska was probably one win away from making the tournament. So they didn't make it. You say it was not a success. Midtown Mark Cooler question up every day at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'll talk more about the Field of 64. Steve Pivovar will join us from the Omaha World Herald. He covers the road to Omaha right after this.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, this is Jeremy from HK Sports Bar and Grill in Hastings. We have the bar ready to go, the new menus are on the table, and now we're ready to staff the place for a busy summer. We're now taking applications for all positions, including front of the house and back of the house. No experience necessary, just bright, shiny faces. We're looking for the staff just as fun as we are. Apply in person at HK Sports Bar and Grill.
Come on in, let the games begin.
Hi, it's the Herd. Guys, you work out to stay fit. But what are you doing to work out your brain? You need the competitive edge to stay sharp ahead of the game. That's why we recommend Lumosity.com, great site, like a personal trainer for your brain. Lumosity.com gives you quick, daily online workouts. I've used it. Exercises, but fun, like playing games, personalized to meet your goals. Based on the science of neuroplasticity, Lumosity.com is designed to improve your brain's performance, whether you want to be sharper, more focused in meetings, better problem solver, or just remember more and think more clearly. I've used it. Lumosity.com gives you the edge you need to succeed. Lumosity.com. Try it. Start training today. Go to Lumosity.com, click the Start Training button to begin training for free. That's Lumosity.com. And tell them you heard it from me.
Nebraska's top graduating senior high school football players from the North and South meet Saturday for the 55th time. This year, for the first time in Kearney, at the Ron and Carol Cope Stadium on the UNK campus. Follow the action on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with a 1:45 pregame and 2 p.m. kickoff. Broadcast presented by Kappa, taking pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. The Shrine Bowl, Saturday. Also streaming live statewide on your smartphone. And Classic Hits 98.9.com.
With some partial sunshine at times during the day today, we'll also see some scattered storms developing around the area, some of which may turn severe with a high near 80, with south winds to 15 to 25. Tonight we'll see scattered storms early with a low at 60. Right now it's 63.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, and Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report coming up here on the program. But boy, last night, a big night for my cousin. Yeah, I don't think how many people, you're probably watching it because it was a Yankee game, but oh, it's also a Mets game. Yes, Mariano Rivera on the hill, save situation in the ninth. Mets get a little something going. David Wright gets on. And then it's Lucas Duda time.
Now Duda trying to make it stick. And he loops one in the shallow right of base hit. Here comes Wright around third. The throw to the plate by Ichiro. Not in time. The Mets win it. Lucas Duda with the game-winning hit. Rivera throws the first pitch, and it ends up, he does throw the last pitch.
But the Mets with a walk-off win, and they take it 2-1 for the second straight night. Second career walk-off hit for Lucas Duda. It's the base hit he's been looking for all year as he gets right home with the winning run. And the Mets have won their third in a row as they take two from the Yankees at Citi Field.
Yeah, baby. Yeah, there you go. Feel that. That's like a double. It's like a double win for me. Cousin Lucas, game-winning RBI, and what's better than seeing the Yankees lose? That's right, nothing. Nothing. Well, there's a good poll question for someday, but it could be about anything. You could tweet us. You could send us an email. Who is your favorite team to see lose? You can root for a lot of teams. You can watch a game and say, okay, if it's the Steelers versus the Broncos, I don't really like either one of them, but this is the one I'm going to root for. Who's the team you just love to see lose more than anybody else? I know that Texas is probably out there. A few of you might say Oklahoma, but I think Texas wins that battle. You're going to say the Dallas Cowboys. You're going to say the New York Yankees. You're going to say the L.A. Lakers. You're going to say Notre Dame. A few of you might even throw a high school out there. But who is your favorite team to see lose? I think there's no doubt about it. It's the Yankees for me. You can email us to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. Always pleased to talk to Steve Pivovar from the Omaha World Herald, whether we're talking Creighton, whether we're talking the College World Series or any other sports stories that are going on. And right now we're going to talk a little 64 that are trying to make the Omaha 8. And if you've seen the Omaha World Herald or check it out online, you've seen Steve's 8 selections to get to Omaha. Steve, thanks again for the time on the Doug and Daddy Show. You're pretty confident about this year's 8 picks?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Flying to Vegas to put a whole ton of money on that.
What do you
know? It was.
No, go ahead.
You know, you basically know that, or have a pretty good idea that, okay, there's. You take the top 8, and all 8 of those teams don't make it to Omaha because, with the exception, I think, of maybe 1 year, it hasn't happened. So you got to try to throw some educated guesses in there, and there's a couple of real educated guesses in there.
Well, I'll tell you what, you did pick Indiana, and I think a lot of Nebraska fans would love to see Indiana. Big Ten fans, the Big Ten period, would love to see a team get to Omaha, and Nebraska battle them so closely this year. What is it about Indiana that you think? Are they that good? Is it that they're regional setup? Well, why Indiana?
Well, I like the fact that they're getting a chance to host for the first time. You know, Indiana is a team that hits the ball very well. Their pitching over the course of a regional and super regional is good enough to get it to Omaha. My main concern is probably defensively. I don't know if they'll be able to hold up when you get in the kind of games that you have at the end of regionals and super regionals, and that could be their downfall. But, you know, I'd like to see Indiana make it just from the standpoint somebody new. I always like to see new teams make it. And, you know, it's been a while since the Big Ten brought a team to Omaha, so it's about time.
Steve Pivovar, the Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll get back to some of those selections in a little bit, but just I want to get some overall thoughts from you on the selection, the teams that got in. A, did you think Creighton was going to get in or deserved to be in? And B, what about Wichita State being a 4 seed?
Creighton deserved to be in if they would have went to the Missouri Valley Tournament and won 2 or 3 games. With going to the Missouri Valley Tournament and going 0-2, no, they didn't deserve to be in. They would have been, you know, best case scenario, they would have been on the bubble if they could have gotten a couple of wins at Illinois State. And, you know, their RPI would have been good enough. Then it just becomes basically a crapshoot, and they would have had a chance. I don't know. Wichita State being a 4 seed, sometimes teams that should be 3s end up 4 just because of the way things are in a region as they try to put the bracket together. And teams that should be 4 end up being 3. I think I think you see that. Come back.
Steve is being accosted as we speak right
now. I'm having something delivered right now as we were talking. So,
do you need to sign for it, Piv? We can wait. No problem.
No, I'm sorry about that. Again, when you put the bracket together, some teams end up maybe being a spot lower or a spot higher. And quite frankly, I think that's what happened with Wichita. Maybe they were a spot lower just because of geography.
Steve, what do you think about these 16 number one seeds or even the eight? Is there someone in your coverage so far this year that you thought maybe either A, got a raw deal, or B, is a little overseeded?
No, I think the committee did a fairly decent job. You know, they said the last couple regional sites came down to about four other teams. I know Arkansas thought they had a shot at being a regional host and didn't get it. I think overall it's a pretty representative group. They tried to take the tournament to places it hasn't been by putting it at Kansas State, Indiana, and Virginia Tech. You know, I think all three of those teams earned the right to host. So, I like the setup. You're always going to get a lot of ACC and SEC teams hosting, and you're going to get a few spots out west, and then you just try to maybe reward some teams that have had good seasons that haven't had the chance to host before, and I think that's what the committee did with, again, by putting it at Indiana, Virginia Tech, and Kansas State.
Steve Pivovar, Omaha World Herald, with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. From reading and listening and just some of my own observations, it seems a lot of people believe that there are some very, very talented teams, the top three or four, but there's a lot of balance after that. Would you agree?
Yeah, that's the kind of way I see it. I think when you take you look at the top two or three, when you have LSU, Vanderbilt, and North Carolina, I think most people generally believe those teams are a cut above. But then when you get to, the rest of the rest of the 61, I guess it would be. I mean, there's a lot of good baseball teams in that in the field, and there's going to be again, like there was last year, like there was the year before. Things are going to get a little wild probably in some of those regionals. Somebody's going to come out of nowhere, and, you know, will we have another Stony Brook? Will we have another Kent State? I think the way college baseball is going, with a little more parity, those things are going to be a little more common because there are a lot of good teams out there, a lot of teams that people don't necessarily know about or follow on a regular basis, that are good enough to get to Omaha. And so there's maybe another Stony Brook coming to Omaha this year.
Well, we talked about that on the show yesterday with one of our guests, and he threw out a couple of names. Do you have a school or two that could possibly be a Stony Brook?
No, because I'm a chalk better, and I it's hard for me to think in those terms. Yeah, again, plus I don't have my bracket in front of me, so I probably would neglect to name somebody that's probably deserving. But, you know, again, I hope there is another Stony Brook. I hope there is another Kent State, because that's good for college baseball, for different teams to get to Omaha. You know, the fans do like to see the old standbys, but I generally like to see kind of a little mix of maybe some of the old standbys with somebody new.
Of course. Yeah. Go ahead, Steve.
Kansas State, I think, has a chance to be a Stony Brook. It'd be a tough for them to get there, but the fact that they're hosting for the first time, that gives them a big advantage there. I got to see him play Creighton about 3 weeks ago. It's a team that can hit. I don't know if they're deep enough on the mound, but if you get the right series of breaks in the regional and super regional, I think they could be a team that has a chance to get here. A
couple more minutes with Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I want to get a couple of thoughts of yours, Steve, on non-64 teams here. Jack Dom let go at Iowa. Where do they go? Of course, the former Creighton coach, just kind of your thoughts. Did you figure that might be coming?
Yeah, I think based on what's transpired over the last two or three years, Jack's a great guy. He runs a good program. His kids graduate. But at some point, you got to win some games, and they just haven't had the success that I think even a Big Ten school should expect. And so I think that one did not surprise me, no.
And with Creighton going into the new Big East, how will that how will their baseball conference look? I don't think a lot of fans really have a grasp, as I don't really have a grasp on what that will look like for the Blue Jays next year.
I don't think anybody has a grasp on how that that thing is going to look. I mean, quite frankly, I think it's a step back. The move to the Big East is a step or two back for baseball. There's a lot of other sports at Creighton that are going to benefit greatly. I don't see that happening in baseball, other than the fact that it could give them a better chance to get to a regional year in and year out, because, quite frankly, the competition of the other six schools that will make up of that league isn't very good. You have Seton Hall's a good school, baseball school. St. John's is a good baseball school. Those are the two main contenders. I think you throw Creighton in with those, and those are going to be the three teams that probably year in and year out are going to be battling to get a spot in the field of 64.
And if you look at Steve Pivovar's eight predictions to get to Omaha, I know half of them would have great fan bases, at least for Nebraska fans, with Arkansas, LSU, Indiana, and then, of course, if Coach O'Connor can bring Virginia back. The other four selections were UCLA, Mississippi, North Carolina, and Louisville to get past Vanderbilt. So, Steve, we always like to ask for predictions, because in case any of us ever get one right, we can brag about it. So who do you like taking home the trophy this year at this point?
I like LSU. I got to watch a little bit of them in the SEC tournament, and I think they have all the ingredients to be very successful in Omaha. Plus, it's been a while since LSU's been to Omaha. I'm kind of looking forward to seeing them maybe get a chance to get back here. And again, I think they have a team that's very well capable of taking home the trophy.
All right, Piv, we always appreciate your time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks for the insight, and can't wait to see you in Omaha.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Take care. That is Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, talking about baseball. And again, very interesting. Nebraska obviously has seen some of these teams. He's got Arkansas there, and Nebraska took two. He's got Indiana there, couldn't have played them any closer than they did. UCLA, a team that Nebraska has had some battles with over the years. And so we'll see how it all plays out there. Arkansas, obviously, they really haven't changed a whole lot from when they came to Lincoln and when we talked to Coach Van Horn here on the show. They still lead the nation in ERA, but they still can't hit. They don't score any runs, but I also like their bracket. I mean, they're in that Kansas State regional. There's no doubt with Kansas State, Wichita State, and then this Bryant University, who just came up from Division II, who, you don't know, maybe they shock the world, Bryant does. But Arkansas looks like they should be the best team to move on out of there. And then Oregon State's on the other side at 45-10. Probably have to go out there. Two World Series championships in the last few years and a solid program. Could be interesting that they could get Texas A&M in a super regional, which would have a couple of SEC teams battling against each other. Then you, of course, got North Carolina, who's the number one national seed. LSU, who is still stinging from being the team that was upset by Stony Brook in the Super Regionals last year. Louisville, They love to score runs, and they can also dominate you on the mound. They rank first nationally in strikeouts at just under 10 strikeouts per inning, and fourth in hits allowed per nine innings at under seven. So Louisville can steal bases, they can run, and I think they've got a real tough task, though. They're in with Miami of Florida, Oklahoma State. If they get out of that, then Vanderbilt's waiting on the other side, who should be able to get through Georgia Tech, Illinois, and East Tennessee State. We'll talk more about it as the College World Series gets closer and the tournament rolls in to tomorrow. A couple of sporting notes here on the local sports scene. Wayne State, hope you're not a golfer there, because if you are, you're not anymore. Wayne State has suspended their men's and women's intercollegiate golf programs. The decision was a difficult one, according to their AD. Came as a result of an ongoing review of how the institution was able to financially support the programs, according to Mike Pawicki, their AD. The suspension of the sports affects 10 student-athletes, 5 men, 5 women. I can't imagine that that's all that they have out for golf. That was what you would have to have to field a varsity team. The suspension of the sports will move Wayne State from sponsoring 15 intercollegiate programs to 13 intercollegiate programs. And Midland University in Fremont is adding hockey. I don't even want to read the story. That's what I want to. What? Does Fremont already have an ice rink? They do?
Yeah, I read the release. It's on West Campus of Midland University.
So they have an ice rink, so we just will have a hockey team. Okay, well, that. Who are they going to play? Who could even be close? They're going to have to travel to Minnesota all the time. Hey, good luck. Again, there's so many times you sit in here and you go, well, that's just bizarre. I don't get it and all that. Good luck, though. You know, hey, bring home a hockey title. Thumbs up. Go get them, Midland. So now there's a place to go play hockey in Nebraska, I think. You know, I mean, I know you can go to UNO, but that's just a whole different level. So maybe we'll see some of the kids around here that have dabbled in the hockey as they've grown up to go there and maybe play a little hockey. Folks, coming up, we're going to talk to Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. We'll give you a chance to win tickets to the Shrine Bowl as well. So stay with us for that. The Shrine Bowl coming up, of course, on Saturday. And that will be heard live on Classic Hits 98.9 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Pregame at 1:30 and kickoff will be at 2 on Saturday. Andy from the Midway Auto Dealerships with us again here in the Doug and Daddy Studios. Midway Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac, and Midway Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We were talking about the Shrine Bowl coming into town on Saturday. We're looking forward to that. And a lot of things going on. You guys are going to be busy at the car lot, and that's because you've still got some great deals. Get those, maybe these kids that are seniors or they're going on to college, they need something. And it doesn't necessarily have to be new. It can be a great pre-owned certified vehicle.
Well, you know, it's funny you bring that up. And trust me, folks, we didn't discuss that or set that up. But we've actually, over the last 2 to 3 weeks, I mean, well, this whole month in general, we've had a lot of people coming in and looking for that. Whether it's somebody coming in, and we understand that there's a lot of different economic situations. And, you know, when you're talking about getting a good, reliable vehicle, it doesn't have to be a $30,000 or $40,000 vehicle. You can go ahead and find, you know, a great, reliable vehicle for $7,000, $8,000, $9,000, $10,000. You know, and if you look hard enough, you might even be able to find one a little bit cheaper than that. But I think we've talked a little bit over the last couple weeks that we've put a very conscious effort into our used. And the reason that I say that is there last summer, you know, I'll be the first one to go ahead and admit that I didn't necessarily like what we had on the lot and the selection wasn't there. And that's something that we sat down at the beginning of this year and we made a conscious effort. We were going to go out and provide the right type of vehicles, the right blend, the right balance, make sure the merchandising and make sure everything's on point. And last time I took a peek, we had about 25 to 27 vehicles under $10,000. Now, the great part is when you buy a less expensive vehicle from Midway Auto Dealerships, we're not the type of place to just go ahead and run that thing through detail, change oil, and throw it out on the lot. No joke, we sold a 2005 Pontiac Bonneville probably about a month ago, And what was amazing was the customer couldn't believe that we sold the thing for like $4,800, but we had done $2,100 worth of work to the vehicle. And that's, in their exact words, where that's just something you don't see in this day and age. You know, basically what we did is cut out all of our margin, all of our markup to make sure the vehicle we were going to put on the road was in really good condition. It was going to be something that's going to be reliable. We believe that if you do spend $5,000 or you spend $15,000 or $20,000, that you should be able to get a reliable means of transportation. Because I'll tell you what, I don't care who you are, but you know what, a dollar's still a dollar, and it's worth something. And we want to go ahead and make sure everybody's getting that great, great, great peace of mind. And that's why we have on most of our vehicles out there the Midway Certified Pre-Owned. What that is, it's a two-year or to the odometer reaches 100,000 miles of complete powertrain coverage, 6 months, 6,000-mile complete new car bumper-to-bumper warranty on a pre-owned vehicle, 30-day exchange privilege, and with the Midway Advantage, you're going to get that lifetime supply of free car washes plus the three free oil changes inside that first year. Folks, it's not a gimmick. That isn't something we're running for the May weekend special. That's just the way we choose to do business. 365 days a year. And if you've never experienced the hassle-free pricing or the 200 car selection you can find in a two-block radius at Midway Auto Dealerships, then you need to just get on down there. Come take advantage of it because the deals have never been better.
Doesn't do you any good to sell clunkers. You want repeat business. You want to keep Absolutely. People happy. And folks, I've said it for months and months, and now it's getting on years here. You drive down the road in the Tri-Cities, especially here in Kearney and the smaller towns as we go into our ball games, you see Midway on that back bumper all the time, and you see how happy people are. Andy, have a great rest of the week, and we look forward to talking to you again.
Hey, thank you. Have fun at the Shrine Bowl.
All right, that's Andy from Midway and Midway Auto Dealership. We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You ever just want to escape ordinary? You know what I'm talking about, with the wife always on your tail, the kids running around like a bunch of wild turkeys, the same old routine day in and day out. When you're ready to escape ordinary, just head over to Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's the best place to hang out with your buds, have a great bite to eat, and an ice cold beer while you watch all your favorite sports. When it's time to escape ordinary, head over to Cunningham's Journal, 23rd Street, downtown Kearney.
Hey, Greeny.
Hey, Garlic.
Hey, man, what's wrong? You seem a little down.
Well, the long, dreary winter really got to me. Made me do some things I'm not necessarily so proud of.
Oh, boy, what happened?
Well, at one point, I didn't get out of my sweatpants for nearly 4 days.
Well, you know, that can happen.
I wore them to a wedding and two business meetings.
Oh.
Yeah, looks like you can relate to that one. I also wrote some really sappy acoustic songs about the sadness of winter. Would you like to hear them?
No, I'm good. And yeah, I would definitely not be proud of that. But hey, now that it's nice out, why don't you do something you can be proud of?
Like what?
Like grilling me up some Johnsonville brats. I know you'll cook them up just right, and you'll be proud to serve them to me and the crew.
Thanks, Golic. I'm going to do that.
No problem, buddy. I always like making people feel proud right before lunchtime. Johnsonville Brats, served with pride since 1940.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
With some partial sunshine at times during the day today, we'll also see some scattered storms developing around the area, some of which may turn severe with a high near 80, with south winds to 15 to 25. Tonight we'll see scattered storms early with a low at 60. Right now it's 63.
You know, well, I'm a chicken fry, a cold beer on a Friday night,
A pair of jeans that fit just right. Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Getting you into the fields. And oh yeah, hopefully the hail and the storm and the winds didn't mess you up. You know how much that hurts? Well, it also hurts when your crop dries up. Don't let it do it. It's time to make a change to a hydrostatically powered T&L pivot from T&L Irrigation for continuous movement, allowing even water distribution and less weight. Waste for years of proven hydraulic technology that you know and trust. It's T&L Irrigation. Discover the difference by visiting your local T&L dealer or online at TLIRR.com. T&L, it's proven technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime. Simple choice. Take care of your field, take care of your crop, take care of all the work that you put into it, and make sure that you get the most profitability you can. T&L Irrigation Systems help you do that. It's T&L. TLIRR.com. Bob Jensen back with us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Morning, Bob.
Hello there, Duda. How are you, man?
Well, making it through, bro. Making it
you
through.
You are. I've been listening online. Once again, dazzled. once again. So, I tell you what, if you can get that show produced in a decent fashion, you guys might have a chance to actually get somewhere with it.
Jeffrey thanks you, and he's waving at you with all five fingers.
Yeah, I'll bet he's not, but that's okay. So, anyway, no, it is good to be on. I don't see you nearly as much when we're in this time of year, so I was glad to get your note. Glad to be on.
Well, and again, I got another note today. Our buddy Spencer Schubert, who used to be at NTV, now out in West Virginia, he's back for his wedding. I guess you have to attend those. So he's back for his wedding, and I'm hoping Spencer can come in and co-host tomorrow, because what else is he doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, what else could he? You know, I'll guarantee you, if his bride-to-be is anything like most brides-to-be, really, she'd like to see him at 6 o'clock that day, and that'd pretty much be it. I just stay out of the way, and she'll take care of it. So Spence would probably be more than happy to get away. I have the chance to help you out for an hour or so.
Bob Jensen with us here. As first, I want to talk a little bit about the Shrine Bowl, which is coming up on Saturday. They're hoping to sell it out. They put the official seating at 6,000, although we know it's way more than that at Foster Field, because we've had announced attendances of way more than that. But I don't think the kids are going to care once they play some football. It's not Memorial Stadium, but that's not what we're going to focus on. There's a lot of good talent that will be coming to Kearney for Saturday's game.
Yeah, that's interesting you say it like that, because that truly is. I mean, you know, there is the mystique of the big stadium in Lincoln and all that, and that plays out during the state football finals and all that. And that truly is, that's about football. And not to be too big a Pollyanna, but that's not what this is about. I mean, this is an extreme honor for all parties to be involved. Coaches, players, ball boys, the whole thing. The mission of the Shrine is just, you know, it's one of the greatest humanitarian acts you're going to see during the course of a whole year. It just happens to have a football game attached to it. And so when you say it like that, anytime we've got to have a chance, you know that Kearney is going to do it right. You know that UNK is going to do it right. That's a beautiful facility, and it will be a knockout event. And there'll be some foot dragging in some corners, because it's not going to be at Memorial Stadium. But really, once we've gotten through Saturday, I think people are going to be pretty well thrilled with what they have.
Bob Jensen with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Where would you say the talent level is compared to other years with this senior class?
It's good. It's good. I don't know that this is the greatest class we've ever had, but it's far from the worst. Right now, I think the worst thing you could do is try. You know, it's tough to do anyway, compare class to class. But we are on the verge of, and I guess I've been beating this drum for a while, and I guess there is a chance I could be wrong. But I'll put that out there. But this class of 2014 that's coming up is going to be an all-timer. I think it's the best class Nebraska has had at the top end. I am talking about Division I possibilities now in 15 years. It's a class that's got quarterbacks, running backs, linemen, the whole deal. What you have here, though, you have a lot of really good football players. And I guess the thing is that the one thing about the Shrine Bowl, you do get a nice mix between the Metro kids, out-state kids, you know, you get a lot of good football players. And it's always fascinating to see how that all plays out when they all get on the same field.
Well, we talked with Coach Carlin yesterday. We're hoping that tomorrow will be the day that we talk with Coach Johnson, if not Friday. But it looks like we should see a lot of running in this Shrine Bowl. Obviously, Coach Carlin, known for lining it up and trying to run you over. Well, the best option quarterback in the state is Isaac Ockery. He's on the other side of the football. So we could see some grinded out option wishbone type of attack out there. Which one of these quarterbacks can chuck it the best?
I'll tell you, you know, the thing about Isaac, Isaac's a good passer. He really is. It's just that they never pass. And the thing was, in that offense, it reminds me a lot of when the Oklahoma Wishbone first came along, because they wouldn't pass very often, but when they did, it was for 40 yards. And that's how they're going to do it. You know, the other kid that North team's got is Zach Martin, and Zach Martin is a big time talent. His dad is the coach at Omaha North, and he's an outstanding thrower. Najee Jackson for Southeast, for the South, he's one of those classic dual threat guys. He can throw it. He's a good passer. He's an above average passer. Really dangerous when he gets outside the pocket. And the thing is, when you have such a short amount of time to coach these people, man, it's tough to get too sophisticated in because this is new to all of them. There's very few kids on either side that are going to have run the offense that's going to be put in front of them. So running the ball is a nice option. And when you've got a kid like Ockery, who he's great. I mean, for a high school option quarterback, he's as good as anybody I've ever seen. And he's also incredibly durable. I don't think he's going to wind up having the chance to do it, but he's carried it 40 times or more a bunch of times in his career.
Who's a kid here that you do the diamond in the rough in the Huskerland Prep Report at the end of the year? Who's the diamond in the rough that people are going to get a chance to maybe see for the first time?
You want to know something? Now, this is going to be – I'm going right for the jugular, dude. I'm going straight home. I want to see Alex Lowe play in this game, because by all accounts, Alex Lowe can tackle a moving train, okay? The kid has had over 200 tackles each of the last 2 years. He is a small school kid. He's an all-stater. Let's see what happens when he plays on the big stage. I really do. That sounds kind of weird. And again, if you want to stay close to home, I want to see what happens when Tyler Snitzler gets on the field. I don't know how they're going to use him, but here's an eight-man kid who's got speed. He's been able to do some things. I'll be curious to see how that goes. And I don't know. He's not a diamond in the rough, but I just love Luke McNitt. I mean, he's everything you could want in a human being. He happens to be a pretty good football player. And, you know, it'd be nice to see those local kids really light it up for the hometown crowd the first time they get a host this game.
Okay, now that you've sold some papers here locally, who else would you say would be a couple of kids that we might want to keep an eye on that aren't from our listening area?
Okay.
Am I making it tough?
No. Well, you know, it's tough. My brain doesn't work very good. I will say this. A mistake, and again, diamond in the rough, it's tough to say, man, because they're all so good. They all come from high pedigree, or they wouldn't be here. But a guy that I fall in the camp, I wish Nebraska took more Nebraska kids, all right, to play football for the Huskers. Having said all that, there's a kid named Casey Sales, who maybe not many people in our listening area know a whole lot about. He's a kid from Omaha North. He's going to Ohio on scholarship, because that's where people go when they don't go to Nebraska to go play for Frank Solich. This guy is an outstanding talent, and he's a good offensive player. He is a great defensive player, and I am anxious to see what happens with him. I guess another kid that, you know, he is going to wind up at Nebraska on walk-on. A lot of people that follow high school sports know about the name Jordan Beller from Norfolk Catholic. He's been a three-time All-Stater, two-time Player of the Year and all that. He probably is not going to be the best college player off that team. There's a kid named Connor Ketter, and the folks have been going over to Tino's basketball tournament in Grand Island, have seen this kid play the last couple of years. He's a legit 6'5". He's 230. He could weigh 280 in a week, I think. And it'll be interesting to see him play. So those are a couple of people that jump out on me on this deal. But really, when you go up and down that list, there's just a lot of good players.
It is the Shrine Bowl. It's coming up on Saturday, 2 o'clock, Classic Hits 98.9. We'll give you a chance to win some tickets here momentarily. Bob Jensen with us for just another moment on the Doug and Daddy Show. And I'm going to save a whole nother show because we want Bob to be in studio and co-host the show here in the next week or two to put a wrap on the high school sports season. But Dirk Chatelain had an article in the World Herald today talking about some of the schools and the sporting in Omaha that could be considered maybe all-time greats with the Omaha Central basketball and Papillion-La Vista South volleyball and Omaha South soccer, Creighton Prep boys golf. What are your thoughts, not just on that, but just a couple off the top of your head about what pops into your mind when you think about this last high school year in sports, Bob? I know there's a million, but pops in my head. You know, you say something pops up, and you go, oh, well, maybe that's not it, and you start thinking about other stuff. But there had to be a moment or two.
Well, yeah, there are always that. You know, something that fascinates me, and it's in part because I'm not as close to it maybe as I wish I was, what that Papillion volleyball team did, and I guess it's still doing, but I mean, to produce three Division I players off of one team and to be national champions and be all but national champions the next year, we don't do that around here. We've had great teams and all that kind of deal. You want a measuring stick on where we stand? I'm going to be in Chicago. I love saying that. I'm going to be in Chicago next week at the Rivals.com National Conference. And as part of that, there's something called the Rivals 100 Combine, where they bring in the top 100 prospects, 100 football prospects, pay their way, get them to Chicago, get them out on Soldier Field, and run them around and have them jump and lift things and that kind of thing. Of those 100, exactly zero are from Nebraska. And that gives you, you know, that puts it in perspective. I mean, you know, we really love our games, and we have great rivalries, and we have kids that try hard, and they do the best they can for the old school colors and all that. But what Papillion did was they took on the entire country and beat them, and that to me is right there with anything that I've seen here lately. It reminded me a lot of what South Sioux City girls basketball did for that sport, because we went from, you know, that sport wasn't very old in our state. I think when they really hit their prime back in the mid 90s, you know, our game was only 20 years old in the modern era, and you know, they took the elevate of the whole sport, and so that's a legit deal. There was lots of other things that I got to see firsthand, and so much of what I enjoy about these games and these trips that I take have very little to do with the actual game themselves, because there's so much that surrounds all of our high school stuff that it's just so much fun. But I Dirk's put in some time to research that. Good for him. But there's a point I would agree with, simply because of the national scope, which is something that, you know, we just don't deal with very often around here.
And I got a chance to cover the Kearney Catholic team that finished in the top 25 in the nation, which is unheard of for a smaller school to do that. I still think one of the lasting images, and again, sometimes it just pops up out of nowhere, and maybe you just don't cover the teams enough to see them, but that first Sutton Donovan Trumbull football game this year was so fun to watch, so fun to call.
Yep.
And then you saw 7 weeks later where those teams ended up. And there's so many stories out there. But I'm not saying that was the game of the year, but I'm saying it was one of the most entertaining to cover.
I'll tell you what, dude. It's funny you should mention that, because we were talking about that very same thing. I'm going to tip my hand here a little bit. I was down in Donovan about 3 weeks ago talking to Riley Wiltfong and Jordan Slough. And we're going to do a feature on them in the Preview magazine. And we talked not only about that game, because they said the exact same thing. They said that was so much fun. But I told them, because I've talked to you about this, I was – drive around doing my thing, listening to the blowtorch as I so often do, and I'm listening to you call that game, and I was exhausted from listening to you try to describe it. And I don't remember the statistics. There was, a million yards of total offense. I don't know. Every touchdown was for 60 yards. There wasn't a two-yard plunge in the whole thing. And, you know, sometimes, you know, there's just magic in the air. And nights like that are tremendous. And, you know, I don't know. There's going to be a lot more of them here this fall. And I can't wait for that to get here either. I know we're about done, Duda. I can sense it. But I got one thing I got to say.
Yeah.
I want to give a shout out to my fellow Arnold High School brethren. We had our 100-year anniversary celebration at our alumni banquet last Saturday. There were 500 people there, Duda.
Whoa.
The place was packed. We had Cardinals in every nook and cranny of the old school gym.
I heard there were a couple of Reeds there.
Well, we can't, you know, we screen as best we can, but, you know, we're not perfect. That's just it. There was people from every generation. We had 32 teachers come back for that thing. It was a tremendous, it's a night filled with melancholy also because there have been so many great things done at our school. I mean, we don't have a whole trophy case of state championships or anything like that, but there's still great things that happen. Our school, it's like a lot of schools in rural areas we've got declining numbers and all that. And there was the thought about, you know, this is a one-time shot. What are we going to do? What's it going to be like? Well, it turned out to be great. And I wish everybody that's ever gone to high school, and Jeff, I hate to leave you out of the conversation, but if everybody that's ever been to a high school could feel the way that I felt that night when I looked from the front of the building and saw all those faces, it was awesome. So, there, I'm done.
School pride, brother. School pride.
It was all right, man. It was all right.
I heard that it was so much fun. You were running down Main Street with no shirt by midnight.
Well, actually, there's that pesky village ordinance that's still in place about me removing my shirt, so I wasn't able to do that. And since I can't really run anymore, I'd have to consider that a patent lie, but it's a great story nonetheless.
Bobby, we will get you in studio here in the near future. Thanks, as always, for the time. I'll see you Saturday.
Yeah, you know it, dude. Thanks a lot, man.
Take care. Shrine Bowl coming up Saturday. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report. He's got new stuff every day up on the website, so check that out as well. Let's give you a chance to win some tickets to Saturday's Shrine Bowl. Kicks off at 2 o'clock at Foster Field. The state's best high school seniors from 2013's graduating class will be on hand, and we want to say thanks to all the fine folks that help us give away these tickets, including the gang at Five Points. We will take a break, but right now, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. I've got two pair of tickets, and we'll give those away during this break to callers number 4 and 5. We'll be right back.
AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk is instant communication that's truly instant, the way it should be. But don't take our word for it. The proof is in the push. Come into an AT&T store today and test it out for yourself. And for a limited time, ask about getting a free device for every new CRU line, a company-paid line of service, when you upgrade your business. AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk. One push, and you'll know. AT&T. Rethink possible.
Limited time offer. Free device and new activations only. Requires two-year commitment to eligible plans plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push-to-Talk service.
Welcome to Sears Auto Center. Are you ready to kick some abs?
Maybe.
Warrior Core starts in 10 minutes.
What's Warrior Core?
We basically throw huge tires around for an hour.
Woo! Trendy gym classes would make tire shopping sweatier, but they wouldn't make it better. Better is Sears Auto Center, with online scheduling, extended hours, and all the best brands. Plus, members get $150 in points with the purchase of 4 Goodyear or Mighty Road Handler tires. This is convenience. This is Sears Auto Center. Offer in 6-1. Installation required. See store for details. Members earn points on qualifying purchases subject to full program terms available.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The Nebraska Danger have clinched their first-ever Indoor Football League playoff berth, but there are still 2 regular season games to go. The Danger are next on the road Friday, June the 7th, when they travel to the Colorado Ice. Their final regular season home game will be Saturday, June the 15th, against the Tri-Cities Fever. The Women's College World Series gets underway Thursday in Oklahoma City, and Nebraska making their seventh ever appearance will have the first game Thursday morning at 11 a.m. taking on Washington. Tennessee and Florida will play at 1:30. Texas and Arizona State at 6. Michigan and Oklahoma at 8:30. Nebraska will play again on Friday at either 11 a.m. or 6 p.m. And the annual Shrine Bowl All-Star High School football game is this Saturday at Foster Field in Kearney. You can hear it on Classic Hits 98.9 FM with pregame at 1:30 and kickoff at 2. And that's a Sports Minute.
With some partial sunshine at times during the day today, we'll also see some scattered storms developing around the area, some of which may turn severe with a high near 80 with south winds to 15 to 25. Tonight we'll see scattered storms early with a low at 60. Right now it's 63.
Mike in Elm Creek, Rod in Hastings, congratulations, the winners of our Shrine Bowl tickets during the Doug and Daddy Show. Be looking on our Facebook page for a chance to win some Shrine Bowl tickets. And, of course, Thursday and Friday, I think we've got a couple more pair that we're going to be giving away as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show for the annual Shrine Bowl coming up Saturday at Foster Field. News, always keeping an eye on what's going on with Shadron State. After serving as the commissioner of the RMAC, the Rocky Mountain Athletic Conference, for the past 12 years, Joel Smith is resigning to accept the athletic director position at Shadron State. So a little change there. Not only will the RMAC, the old conference that the Lopers were in at UNK, be looking for a commissioner, but he's the new athletic director at Shadron State College. That should pretty much wrap up everything for today. We want to tell you that there is American Legion baseball action going on tonight. All of the teams are in action. Last night, Kearney Runza beat USAVE 10-7 out of Grand Island. Post 52 beat Grand Island Dinsdale 13-2. Grand Island Home Federal beat Kearney Little Caesars 4-0. In the battle of 5 points, Grand Island 5 points beat Kearney 9-1. Hastings 5 points beat Columbus by identical 5-4 scores, and Hastings Johnson Imperial Homes beat Columbus 16-1 and 8-2. Nebraska wrestler James Green has qualified to represent the United States in the World University Games in Russia. And as you heard right before the show on SportsCenter, they have used wrestling, and they haven't voted to put it back in the 2020 Olympics, but it has been recommended along with baseball, softball, and I think it was rugby or squash.
Squash,
that'd be okay. Put them in! Put them all in! Why wouldn't you? Let's get them there. Let's get some athletes. That's good news, though. That's good news for the sport of wrestling. It's taken that next step. We want to thank Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report for joining us on today's Doug and Daddy Show, as well as Steve Pivovar of the Omaha World Herald. We're going to be catching up with Mike Johnson of Waverly, head coach of the North team from the Shrine Bowl, and a whole lot more in the next couple of days here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a good one.
All sports, one source, two stations, KICS Hastings, KXPN Kearney, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.